What's he doing here? What's he doing here? Have you ever said that to someone? Have you ever thought it of someone? Have you ever had it said of you? I have. Many times when I walked here on this earth in the days of Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago. And the reason they said it of me is because they so hated me. You ever been hated by someone? Chances are, if you knew me back then, you'd already be making your way out of here. You would be thinking to yourself, there is no way I'm going to sit here and listen to him, and in church no less. Did they really hate you that much? Yes, they did. And it wasn't from my upbringing, no. I came from godly Jewish parents who loved me, who raised me up in the ways of God. They taught me from the Torah, which is, you understand, the Old Testament. They even named me after one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm Levi. The word Levi means joined. But somewhere along the way, I did not join with my God, but with another. Another that became my God. Money. The love of wealth. And it consumed me. And when you have another God like that, it takes control of you. And you make choices that aren't always the best. And I made choices that hurt my family, that hurt my people, that pulled me away from my God. And so people hated me. But it wasn't just the love of money that caused people to hate me, but it's what the love of money caused me to do, to pursue and to gain more money, the job that I took as a result. You see, back in the days of Jesus, some 2,000 years ago, we were under Roman rule. What that meant was the Roman military was there. They were in control of us, and the military was there to remind us to stay in line. Now, they allowed us to worship with certain restrictions. But can you imagine being under the control of an enemy? That's what it was like in Israel at the time. But what made it even more difficult is the Romans would tax the Jewish people. So imagine this. Here you are being controlled by a foreign government that you hate, and they're taking taxes from you, and those taxes are being used to pay for the military of Rome. I know how much you people hate paying taxes, but at least they go to your own government, to your own people. Such was not the case for us. But the Romans were very clever, and they came up with the idea to make it easier to collect taxes. Why not get people from among themselves to be the tax collectors? And in those days, they were called publicans. That's where the money was at. Since that's where the money was at, and I was into the money, that was my God, I signed up. To the horror and to the shame of my parents. They come to you and say, what are you doing? You cannot become a publican. You cannot sell out your own people. Collect money for the Romans? How could you do that? I would not listen to it. But what made it even worse was what the Roman government allowed us to do. And that is, they allowed us to tax the people as much as we wanted, as long as they paid what was required from the government. Anything extra that we collected, that we charged, was used to line our pockets. And that's why I became so wealthy. I became an expert in people, knowing which people I could get more from. Because the Roman government said, as long as it doesn't cause the people to revolt, you can charge whatever you want. So I knew which ones I could take more from, which ones I couldn't quite take as much, and all the while lining my pockets with the money from my very people. They called me a traitor. They're right. I was a traitor. They called me the scum of the earth. And they were right. They would group us tax collectors with prostitutes and sinners, and they talked to us as a whole group. We were all the same in their eyes. And they were right. I remember the day clearly. I was sitting at my table in Capernaum, collecting custom taxes from the people. I had heard about Jesus. Everyone had heard about Jesus, this man of God who was doing miracles. He was healing people. He was teaching great truths. They said he taught with great authority. I mean, everyone heard about him, and everyone wanted to meet him. I mean, everyone wanted to see him. I mean, he was the talk of the area. And today was my day. Sitting at the table, I could see him coming. I knew it was him. You could just tell. There's a crowd around him. He was leading the way. I knew he was going to come walking right by me. I get a chance to get a close-up look at him, to see this Jesus guy. And he's making his way. And he doesn't walk by. No. He's coming right at me. He's coming right to my table. He looks me right in the eye. And he says two words. Two words that forever changed my life. Akalatheo moi. Akalatheo moi. Follow me. That's all he said to me. And I cannot explain it except to say this. At that moment, it's as if God called to my heart and he changed me at that moment with those words. And all at once, I found myself standing up from the table and walking away from it. That God of money and wealth died right there. And I became a follower of Jesus Christ. God had moved in my heart. Now let me ask you this. When something incredible happens in your life, when there is some kind of transformation that takes place, some incredible news that you have to share, don't you want to go and tell your friends about what has happened to you? I certainly did. Now you may be thinking, hold on, Levi, you said you had no friends. Everyone hated you. Well, not my fellow tax collectors. They were my buddies. We were in this together. So I told Jesus I wanted him to come to my house for a meal that night. I was going to invite some of my friends, my tax collector buddies and some other cronies I knew. Because what better way to invite them to come to meet Jesus themselves? Who's going to turn down a chance to see this Jesus guy? Who I already said, man, he's changed my life. I can't explain it, but I'm a different man now. And they wanted to see him, to meet him. And then you provide some food. No one's going to turn that down. The place was packed. Everyone came. We were having a great time, enjoying the meal together. We were reclining at the table with Jesus. And then I heard it. What's he doing here? But it wasn't directed towards me. It was directed toward Jesus. It was the Pharisees. See, the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the Jewish people. The Pharisees were a group of men who were experts in the law, and they created all additional laws. They were very good at keeping the external laws, very holy in their own eyes, but they did not truly have a heart for God. They were the ultimate of just religion and religious people, but they did not know God. And when they saw Jesus reclining at the table, surrounded by tax collectors, sinners, they came to his disciples and said, what is Jesus, you know, supposing this man of God, doing eating with those tax collectors? The scum of the earth. Well, Jesus heard the question. And he said this. He said, it is not the well that need a doctor, but only the sick. And then he turned to the Pharisees and said this, go and learn from this. He said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. As we were listening to this, we're kind of looking at each other, like, can you believe what he said? And if we had the practice that you have now, we'd be high-fiving each other. Man, did you hear what Jesus said? Boy, he put those Pharisees in the place. And we understood what he said. He was saying that he came for guys like me, sinners, people who understood that they had sin in their life, people understood that they have messed up, that they've done the wrong thing, that they're not a perfect people, that they have thing after thing in their life that they could point to, they say, that is not right, that is not holy, that is not of God. Jesus said, I came for those people who understand that they are spiritually sick, not for the righteous. What he meant by that is not for those who think they are good enough, like the Pharisees, who think that they are holy enough, that there is no need for God in their life because they are religious enough. Jesus said, I didn't come for them. They don't have a need for a Savior. But I came for the sick. I came for those who understand that they have sin in their life and that they need a Savior. My friends, do you understand who you are? Many of you already know Jesus, but some of you here may not. Do you see the sin in your life? Do you see that you're not perfect, that you have issues and struggles? And I want to tell you something. The temptation is to focus on your past and say, I'm not worthy, I'm terrible, I'm a rotten person. You were not more rotten than I was. See, that's the temptation. Jesus does not care about your past. What he wants to know, what are you going to do now with me? As I reach out my hand and I say, follow me. How are you going to respond to him now? If you understand your sickness, if you understand that you are far from perfect, if you understand that you fall short, then you'll start to see your need for Jesus. And if you're here this evening, and when you hear the words of Jesus, follow me, and you sense that God is trying to speak to you like he did to me, I encourage you, do not deny that call. Respond to it. Turn to him in faith. You see, Christmas, the coming of the Christ child, it's almost like you could say to that baby, what is he doing here? The Son of God coming to this earth as a human being? What is he doing here? He came for the purpose to reach and to help the sick, the sinner, who recognize their need for a Savior, who recognize that Jesus gave it all in his later life, when he died at age around 33, when he died on the cross to pay the penalty for humanity's sin, and he rose from the grave 3 days later, proving he is God. And he did that for all who understand their need and that they are sinful and need of forgiveness. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The question is, what are you going to do now, this night, as Jesus calls out to you, follow me, akalatheo moi. As the scripture said, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, even a tax collector, can be forgiven and have everlasting life. My friends, is God calling you this evening? He'll take you wherever you're at. If you are sincere and you recognize your need for a Savior. That is the wonder of Christmas. That is the wonder because it leads to the cross, that leads to forgiveness, that leads to us being made right with God so that we could spend eternity with him. And it is worth it. I gave up my money and my wealth, but I gained God and eternity, which is worth far more. Do you know him? Is God calling to you now? My friends, it is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. And I want to have the privilege of leading us in prayer. Prayer with the purpose of just talking to God. And if you desire, if you sense the call of God in your life saying, I need to turn to him. I need to put my faith in him. Scriptures say, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If that's your desire, then as I pray for us, you just repeat that prayer in your own mind. Give you a chance to do that. At the end of the service, they have in the back, we have these Bibles for you to take that explain more about how to grow in your faith in Jesus Christ. Explains more of what it means to be a follower of His. You see, after I became a believer, a follower of Christ, Jesus changed my name from Levi, joined, to Matthew, gift of God. And God, in His grace and His mercy, used me and spoke to me through the Holy Spirit, and I wrote the Gospel of Matthew, a tax collector, the slime of the earth. And God saved me. And He can save you. So you join me in bowing your heads, and if God is calling you, respond to that call. Let me lead us in prayer. Father, I thank You that You are here. I thank You that You know the heart of every person that is here. And Lord, You know those that You're calling to Yourself, and I pray that they will not get lost in their past and their mistakes and their failures, but instead focus on the here and now and Your call of asking them to follow You. And if that is Your desire, then just pray to the Lord, Father, forgive me of my sin. I need a Savior. Thank You for sending Jesus to this earth to die on the cross for my sins, to rise from the grave, proving that He is God and that there is life eternal found through Him, not through works, but through faith in what Jesus has done. And Lord, by faith, I want to believe in You. Forgive me. Change me from the inside like You changed Matthew, because You are the only God and I need a Savior. And if you prayed this prayer, God has heard and He will answer and He will change you and you become a child of His. And there's nothing more glorious than that, because He came to give us peace with God. Have a great Christmas.